Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Durham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keene moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Pilarczyk moves to second. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Moore. Maxwell moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to third for the out. Niemann moves to second. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Durham hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Triandos moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner catches it and throws to first to double up Bowling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-0 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Gardner reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Neiman strikes out. 1 out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from House and he is safe. Durham steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Small pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a line drive into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Gardner reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 8-0, Orioles. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. J.W. Porter now catching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pilarczyk bunts towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miranda bunts towards the mound. Sleater fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Orioles. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Orioles. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Boros now playing shortstop. Dave Philly now playing first base. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boros scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Joe Durham now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Ken Lehman now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rino Bertoia pinch hits for Luis Leiter. Rino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.